From Interfaith Alliance, this is State of Belief Radio. I'm your host, Reverend Welton Gaddy, broadcasting this week from Monroe, Louisiana.
This alleged shooter posted a 180-page manifesto online just days before the attack, and it draws on and references replacement theory at least 28 times. Fox News host Tucker Carlson, he has made a reference or variation to this replacement thing over 400 times since 2016.
When news broke of a racist mass shooting in Buffalo, New York, many instant responses highlighted lax gun laws, poor access to mental health care, and Tucker Carlson. Writer Jeff Charlotte instead took the time to read the shooter's entire manifesto and to draw some broader conclusions that are both credible and terrifying. Jeff will be back with us on this week's State of Belief Radio.
We, as the bishops of the United States, identified abortion as the preeminent issue. And by preeminent, we're saying it's the most important issue.
Jamie Manson is executive director of Catholics for Choice, and activist group that represents the real-life views of a vast majority of American Catholics. Even as the hierarchy further hardens its ahistoric absolutist stance and plays a key role in the likely end of Roe v. Wade, she comes at this in a principled and thoughtful way and will be with us later in the hour.
Americans overall do not support overturning Roe versus Wade.
Numbers don't lie. Unfortunately, a whole lot of self-proclaimed Christians do when they claim that faith must demand a shutdown of reproductive rights. The fact is, a number of religious traditions don't come anywhere close to teaching that abortion is murder, and neither does science. Now, new research from Pew confirms yet again that a majority of Americans believe abortion bans are wrong. And we'll get the numbers from Bashir Muhammad, one of the authors of America's Abortion Quandary.
I'm Ray Kirstein at the intersection of religion, government, and a world of change. In 2020, Breonna Taylor was wrongly shot dead in her own home by Louisville Metro Police. Now, Baptist News reports that the department has been using material in mandatory firearm training that encourages officers to identify with the armed protagonist in the scripture verse that reads in part, quote, "If you do wrong, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain, for he is the servant of God, an avenger who carries out God's wrath on the wrongdoer." Yikes. The extremist right continues to solidify its global networks, with the Conservative Political Action Conference celebrating Viktor Orban's crushing of Hungarian democracy by meeting in Budapest this weekend. The authoritarian prime minister was the exalted keynote speaker, exhorting the fawning crowd to replicate the, quote, "Christian conservative success" of his nation and create structures and information channels impregnable to what he called progressive dominance. The conference lived down to that command by blocking press access for a number of mainstream American media outlets. Other speakers joined Orban in calling for the establishment of global alliances among like-minded right-wingers. Strangely, America Firsters like Donald Trump and Tucker Carlson sent loving video messages. And in Germany, a leading Catholic bishop has issued a formal apology to LGBT persons for neglect and abuse perpetrated in the name of God. Calling homophobia an unholy line of tradition in the church, Archbishop Heiner Koch of Berlin then committed to creating structures in every parish in his diocese to counter anti-LGBT discrimination.
Our program airs every weekend on radio stations nationwide and is available as a podcast on iTunes and other leading podcast platforms. I urge you to subscribe to it today. State of Belief Radio is made possible in great part by the generous support of our listeners. If you've made a donation this week, please let me say a very sincere thank you. If you haven't pitched in yet, information on how you can help keep this show on the air is available at stateofbelief.com. That's stateofbelief.com. And now, to our first guest. Hardened in our ideological bunkers, far too many Americans have become accustomed to reacting to any tragic event by blaming their favorite scapegoat, whatever that may be, for a given person. Such was the case with the brutal murder of 10 mostly African-American grocery shoppers in Buffalo, New York, on May 14th. Author Jeff Charlotte tends to do it the hard way. After this shooting, he read through the entire 180-page manifesto posted online by the 18-year-old suspect. And only then did he draw some educated but deeply disturbing conclusions in a Vanity Fair column, conclusions which we are fortunate that he's agreed to share with us today. Jeff, welcome back to State of Belief Radio.
Hi, Welton. It's good to be with you. Sorry it's under such horrible circumstances.
Same. The article is headlined, "The Terrifying Familiarity of the Buffalo Shooting Suspect's Extremist Screed." Why should this be familiar by now?
I mean, as long as there have been mass killers, there's been manifestos, and we can go back to Mein Kampf or earlier. But this particular manifesto, much of which is lifted directly from the manifesto used by a man named Breton Tarrant, who killed a huge number of people in a New Zealand mosque in Christchurch in 2019. Much of it is lifted, not so much as plagiarism, but as sort of tribute to that manifesto, which he attributes. And in turn, that manifesto borrows heavily from the 2011 manifesto of the Oslo murderer, Anders Breivik, who killed close to 100 people in 2011. And all these manifestos, in fact, are in turn borrowing also from the manifesto of Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber, whose manifesto was published in the Washington Post as part of his demand, his full giant manifesto, in an attempt to stop the bombing. So these manifestos are repeating themselves, each one adding on to the last, and not quite duplicates. It's a little bit like a chain letter adding on to the last. But this message is being broadcast repeatedly and louder and louder. And instead of dismissing it as aberration, it's time for us to recognize the signal and to push back.
Jeff, you open your article with a chilling scene that played out just hours after the Buffalo massacre. Would you describe that scene, please, and talk about its significance?
So the rock star Ted Nugent, younger listeners will thankfully not know him. Most famous for a song called Cat Scratch Fever, has since become a extreme far right activist. I think it's fair to accurately call him, with no hyperbole, a fascist. Was opening for Donald Trump and Trump Jr. on Saturday night in Austin, Texas, and told the crowd, "I love you. I love you people madly, but I'd love you more if you went forward and just went berserk on the skulls of the Democrats and the Marxists and the communists. I'd love you more if you went forward and just went berserk on the skulls." This is a direct call for violence. This isn't a rhetorical move. And what it means to me, I think, is that what we're really seeing is the far right, which is always complaining about the idea of open borders, has embraced open borders between rhetoric and action. It's increasingly hard to draw the line. I'm not saying that Ted Nugent's responsible for what happened earlier in the day. I am saying that if someone who heard him say that now goes and acts on his words. Yeah. I think if you call for violence and people commit violence, you bear responsibility.
A lot of more liberal commentators have honed in on Tucker Carlson of Fox News in their finger pointing. Why is that an easy way out? And why, as you write in your article, is it wrong?
We make the mistake when we focus on Tucker Carlson as the bad apple. And this idea that if we could just get Tucker Carlson off the air, this would go away. Mm-hmm. Tucker Carlson isn't leading his audience. His audience is leading him. He's embracing replacement theory because his audience has. This stuff, you can get it from anywhere. And the same throughout all his material. I tried to trace his manifesto to its various sources, including there's some Nazi sources in there. There's Ted Kaczynski is plagiarized. There's various other sources. The 30 pages dedicated to anti-Semitic memes, I couldn't trace because they're so widespread. In fact, one whole page could be taken directly, I hate to say this, from the once great writer Alice Walker, who has now embraced virulent anti-Semitism. Mm-hmm. This stuff is out there mm-hmm. now. Tucker Carlson is giving voice to it. He's not inventing it. And I think there's a risk that we sort of imagine that we can contain it in this one bad actor.
Jeff, you shocked me with the statistic that a third of Americans may support the great replacement theory.
Yeah, that figure, a third of Americans, comes from a very broad survey Associated Press did last week. And if anything, I'm guessing that's probably low. But in terms of this question of the mainstream, I look, for instance, at NPR and their coverage. They actually published a piece about why they were not going to call this the manifesto, because to do so would to take these ideas seriously. And I think there's a conflation there of seriously and with respect. I have no respect for these ideas, but I take them, as we all should, incredibly seriously. They just led to 10 deaths in Buffalo and three more. But look at the number of leading right-wing figures who have, instead of just rushing to utterly denounce this, have looked for ways to distance themselves. If you go on Twitter, you'll find a whole world of glee ranging from celebration of these killings to the idea that the killings were actually the work of leftists, the same lie that they used for January 6th. It was actually Antifa that did this. We can't marginalize this because it's not marginal. If we're going to talk about Tucker Carlson, then let's talk about the fact that Tucker Carlson has the number one rated show in, I believe, in cable news history, that the various right-wing sources that are promoting this material wildly outstrip New York Times, Washington Post. There's an imagination amongst, especially, I hate to say it, educated liberals like myself, that we're still the center. At the very least, the other major party in the United States, the Republicans, are now the party of great replacement theory. These are not fringe ideas. This is the platform. Yeah.
Jeff Charlotte is the author of several priceless books on the invasion of our democracy by theocratic forces, titled C Street and the Family, the latter of which was turned into a powerful Netflix series. He's a professor of English at Dartmouth University, where he teaches creative writing. We'll link to his latest Vanity Fair article, The Terrifying Familiarity of the Buffalo Shooting Suspects Extremist Screed, from stateofbelief.com. Thank you so much for being with us again today on State of Belief Radio.
Thank you, Wilton.
We need to take a quick break now, but we're just getting started with this week's show. Up next, Jamie Manson of Catholics for Choice, and later Pew Research on what Americans really believe about abortion. You're listening to State of Belief Radio, brought to you by Interfaith Alliance. I'm Welton Gaddy.